The Tomboy of the Air on this moment of Indiana history. 22 years before Amelia Earhart's first solo flight across the Atlantic, Blanche Stewart Scott became the nation's first woman to make a public solo flight, albeit a considerably shorter distance. Scott made history in October 1910 at Driving Park, Fort Wayne, performing as part of the Curtis Exhibition Team. Aviation pioneer Glenn Curtis's only female student had actually gotten airborne on her own a month earlier, when the block of wood placed behind the throttle to prevent takeoff had been dislodged while taxiing down the runway in Hammondsport, New York. Before taking to the skies, the Rochester, New York native was renowned as the first woman to drive an automobile from coast to coast. The trip from New York to San Francisco in 1910 took more than 2 months at a time when there were only 218 miles of paved road outside the nation's cities. The lady driver's stunt convinced Curtis to train Scott for his air show. The site of Scott's historic flight was in Fort Wayne's Forest Park area, land that originally belonged to a farm, enjoyed new life when an oval racetrack was installed and public transportation linked to what became known as Driving Park. In addition to the Curtis stunt flyers, Driving Park hosted carnivals, bicycle parades, and military reviews before being purchased for residential development in 1913. This moment of Indiana history is a production of WFIU Public Radio in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.